This is Monday, 21, 2015. Time is 3:05, and you're. My name is Alex, and I'm here with Dominique Richardson, and I'll be talking about what's the difference of RB now and then. What music do you prefer, old school or new school?
I would prefer old school, only because it's about more things than just sex, money, and drugs. And it just, I can relate more. The beats are better. I like the jazz of it, the feeling of it. It's just a better fit for me.
Okay, and who is your favorite old school R&B artist?
My favorite old school R&B artist. Let me think. I don't know, probably like the Five Temptations.
Wow, that's pretty old. That is pretty old. Well, how about what is your new favorite rapper? I mean, favorite R&B artist now?
It would be Chris Brown. I like Chris Brown because he's like working on himself and trying to change himself for the better, and he's stepping up to be a man, and his music's getting better and improving.
Okay. What is your favorite top five R&B artists that you like?
Top five, number one would be Chris Brown, Drake, ASAP Rocky.
That's all new rappers. Keep going.
Wait.
Keep going. Just keep going. Go.
Okay. ASAP Rocky, Future, and Jenny Akiko.
Oh. Okay. 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 Does it? Does the new R&B have the same emotion and feeling that it had before?
I don't think so, because back in the day, things were more about just like life and the things that were going on. And now they're just like, it's just about three things that everyone wants: to become famous, to do things that they can't do.
Good. So is it true that the old school R&B saying that that it's getting washed out? And
I think old school R&B is not getting washed out. I think the new R&B is, because it's basically a new rhythm, a new feeling of the old, of what used to be. They're just trying to take the old songs and remix it.
Yep. Do you think it's still alive today, the old school?
The old school R&B, I do not think it's still alive, unless you go to your grandma's house, to be honest. No, I don't think it's still alive.
Do you think it's better than the old ones now?
The new music now, is it better? I do not think it's better. I actually think that it's typical. It's just what used to be in a newer version. Yeah.
So you said it's a newer version, right?
Yeah.
In what way?
Like, they're just adding a new beat to it, and they're trying to give it a new feel and add a couple different lines to make it like more hype and stuff.
Who you think in our generation is trying to make it happen or is making it happen?
Making it happen or trying to make it happen? I would say Akon.
Okay.
Akon he's kind of an old rapper. Like, he's not really alive. Like his music isn't, like, known or popular now. But I would say that he's actually doing things for the better in the world. Like, in Kenya, he gave them all solar panels on their houses so they can have light. So he's actually making a good cause.
Oh, really?
Yes, he is.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Akon's pretty good. I like him.
Yeah, he has some good old hits.
Old hits?
Yeah.
So you don't think his new stuff is good?
I haven't really heard any of his new music because he doesn't really get like broadcasted because he's not that important. Well, he's important, but he's not like that known anymore.
Okay. Do you think the old school people and the listeners that like that think it is going to YouTube now because the new stuff's getting overshadowed?
Do I think that the old stuff?
The old school stuff that people in our generation is trying to do is turning to YouTube.
Yeah, because there's a lot of viewers on YouTube, so it'll get a lot of views. You can get famous easier off of YouTube, and you can get known and seen, and your videos can get shared around from YouTube. So I think, yeah, people are putting their stuff on YouTube to get out there, to get put out there more.
So you're basically saying that that they're getting shadowed over from the radio? And it's more harder for them?
I wouldn't say that, but I would just say that, I don't know. Like, radio, it could be heard from some people, but not from all. YouTube is more of something that everyone likes to go to.
And everybody relates to.
Yes, other than radio shows. No one really listens to it.
Okay. So you think they're using their tools to put out their information out there from YouTube? Is using it as a tool to make their careers higher, or?
Yes, I definitely believe that because, like, Jacob Latimer, he's a new teen hip-hop artist. He was singing and dancing and making his own little music videos and posting them on YouTube. And someone discovered him, and now they signed him. So now he actually got bigger from YouTube. So that's why I can see why people would upload it to YouTube. So I think people are getting bigger off of YouTube.
Yeah, because there's more people watching there and more variety of
people. Mm-hmm. And famous people probably do watch some videos on there.
If we're on this topic of YouTube, who's your favorite?
My favorite?
R&B artist now.
My favorite would just be Chris Brown.
On YouTube?
Oh, on YouTube. Shawn Mendes. He was famous on Vine and then started posting things on YouTube. And I think he got a little bit of fame from YouTube. But I would say that's where I discovered him, mostly on YouTube. And I started liking his music from there.
So tell me what his music is like.
His music is, like, he writes more about himself and his life and, like, what's going on, like, in his love life and just life. So that's interesting because he lets his fans know what's happening without doing a radio show or anything. He just makes it interesting in a song.
That's pretty good. I like it. So you're saying that it's not going to be the same. The old school and new school, the old school would not be the same as before.
I think old school is not going to be the same to now. To now. Only because, like, it's kind of played out. Everyone's kind of focused on now and not on what was. They're focused on what's happening now and not was before. So I think that, yeah, new school is going to be more shined upon because old school is kind of played out already.
You think it's played out?
I don't think it's... Well, to me, I still like old school music, but certain people may be more fond upon new music than old school music.
I like that. Yeah. Okay. That's pretty good. Yeah. I think that, too. I really like the old school because I grew up with it, and now the music... Now, it's not the same for me.
Yeah. It gives you more of a happy feeling, the old school music.
Yeah.
It's more relatable.
Definitely. Not like all the time that I got money and all this.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of money.
Yeah. But yeah.
And if we're still on this topic of the YouTube and the old and the new, do you think...
I think that what I do think is that old school music is definitely, it was really nice. Like, it was a, it had a good rhythm, a good beat, you know, and like the performances were, they were like better, and they were like, they were more choreographed and like more put together, I feel like. That's my opinion. I feel like everything back then had more of a meaning to the words, more than just talking about the original stuff, having money, big houses, having women, and all that stuff. To me, that's just not really relevant. I'd rather be successful and get pushed to be successful through music rather than just hear about other things that people already have.
So they basically painted a like a video picture for you.
Yeah, they're trying to paint a picture that of how our lives should be and what we should have in our lives, when we should be able to make up our own lives and do what we want to do to be happy. But instead, they're trying to make it look like fame is happiness, when in reality, I don't think it is.
That is true. I like that. Yeah. About that, I think it's, I agree with what you said, and I think that the old school had the same, didn't have the same vibe it had before.
Yeah.
And it had feelings, you felt it, it painted you a picture, how it looked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what it is, and it doesn't have the same feeling that it always had.
Yeah, then. Nowadays it's more like upbeat rhythms, and like the love songs are just mostly about sex, and back then love was actually about love. They would describe the love like in a relationship and stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's like love is basically sex. So that's what everyone sees love as having sex. And back then, love was treating a girl right, being respectful, you know, to her family and herself, and getting her things and spoiling her. And now more days it's just like, oh, you know, if you give her drugs, then you'll get what you want from her. Or if you just like butter her up a little bit, you get more of what you want. When back then it was about respect.
About respect and loving.
Yeah. And like, being generous, like, and caring.
Like Boys and the Men and all that. They taught you like how it was like heartbreak through heartbreak, making love and all that.
Yeah. I agree with you. Also, like, I did like Michael Jackson music.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was very unique. I loved his songs, especially Man in the Mirror. It makes you think of how you are yourself and what changes you can make to better yourself, you know? And I just really liked that song. I liked a lot of his songs. They were really good. I grew up listening to Michael Jackson a lot.
I did too.
Yeah, so I liked his music and everything.
Yeah.
So it was kind of...
Even though on the outside, when you don't see him on music video, he was not... seemed that he's not a good person, but mm-hmm. when he actually put out his music and all that, you actually felt what he was like.
Yeah, you could feel like you knew him from his through his music.
Yeah.
And I liked his music. It was like very like, it was like funky, it was fresh, you know?
Poppy. It makes you want to dance every time when you hear it.
Yes, exactly. It makes you want to dance like him, makes you want to be like him, makes you want to like do things like better for yourself. And like now it's just like, oh, let me go sell drugs. Let me go like try to buy women and do all this crazy stuff.
And basically, like, now the R&B music, like, they don't talk about, like, loving the same way that it used to be. It's, like, loving every time, like, you just want to, like, get it on and make it sound like it's a domestic violence.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. Loving is not the same as it was back then. It's just, yeah. And I also think that... Chris Brown, a lot of people judge him because of his past mistakes.
Yeah.
So everyone kind of, like, when they hear a Chris Brown song, they're like, oh, I don't really care for him. He's a bad person. You know, he hit a woman. He's not treating his baby mama good or anything. When he actually goes to Instagram and he'll post about his situations to actually let the fans know what the truth is and what's really happening. Because TMZ and Hollywood Live and all those other... like TV shows and stuff, they just try to make him look bad and try to bash him.
Yeah.
When in reality, he's trying to better himself, because he did apologize to Rihanna for hitting her, and he now has a child, baby royalty. which is very adorable. He's a child. And he is treating his mom, well, from what I'm seeing off his Instagram, it looks like he is treating it fairly. He just won shared custody of the baby.
That's really...
And he also had to go to court child support, because she felt like he wasn't giving her enough, but he won custody of that also.
Of course, it's your child.
Yeah.
Of course.
So he's doing pretty good. I feel like I can see him bettering himself and getting better and showing more, like, feelings and stuff. And he's being less self-centered.
Like his old music before, it was, like, feeling, too. It was, like, R&B music.
I loved his old music.
And then when he started hitting, like, I don't know, a couple years ago, like, five years ago, mm-hmm. they started making those music.
Yeah.
The new ones now. And then now he's trying to bring it back. I think so.
Slightly trying to bring
trying
it back.
Trying to bring it back. I like that.
He actually has a new album called Royalty, dedicated to his daughter. Oh. It's a whole song of albums dedicated to his daughter, which I thought was unique and it was adorable.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to come, the radio's going to play all that? Or do you think it's going to even shadow over, like, usual?
I think the radio will try to play it, but they're going to try to look for flaws in it and try to be, like... And they're going to try to bash him because of it, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like everyone's always trying to bash R&B singers instead of just congratulating them on their success and on their improvements in their music.
The same way YouTube, too. YouTube,
they can do the exact same thing. Like, people will make videos about R&B singers and they'll post it on there so that other people can see it and kind of get an idea of them and try to, like, bash them. So yeah.
About that, do you think the fan base is more bigger on YouTube or on social media itself?
I would say that the fan base, it depends on what artist, but I would say in the, like, a majority of artists, I would think it would be better on social media, like Facebook or Twitter. Because that's when they mainly have, like fan pages, and, like, they have links that you can, like, sign up for and, like, go do, like go do activities to show your love for the artist, you know?
So you're basically telling me that you feel more closer and you talk to the fan base more than the average, like, Bill Gates or, like, something like that, like, big artists like that.
I would think you would talk to the fan base more than that. And the fan base, like, you get to be more involved in activities evolving the artists. Like, there's things how you can win tickets to go to their shows. You can do meet and greets and stuff like that so that your fans can meet the artists and stuff.
Do you think the new school R&Bs are like that now? Or is they're all by themselves and stuff?
I think they have a pretty good fan base, but I don't think they really respect their fans as much as they should. Because I've seen videos and I've heard about things how the artists will disrespect their fans just because they're not in a good mood or something. But it's the fact that the fans get up early in the morning, sit outside hours waiting for them to come, and they support them. You know, they buy their shirts and their CDs and stuff. So they're supporting them, so I feel like they should always respect them.
I would say the same thing, but they should really respect them, and I think they should. I think what you said is kind of true, kind of not true. I think they do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. They just don't appreciate it often.
Yeah.
Like they should be.
Yeah. They should always appreciate it, but they just kind of sometimes don't.
Well, one, because they're busy on their own tours and all that, but not just that, they're always making videos for you guys and music for you guys.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, and that's what...
Yeah, what is your favorite artist?
My favorite artist? Which one? The old school or new school?
Either one.
You're going to say the top five for me?
Top five. Name
one. I gotta go with Boyz II Men.
Okay.
112.
112. I like them.
Tyrese.
Tyrese has good hit songs.
Even though he put out a new album that I liked it, he brought it back.
I actually met Tyrese in prison.
Oh, how did that go?
He's a very nice guy. He's nice, but I could tell he was more like to himself because he was with his family. Wow. But he was still respectful. He's an outgoing guy.
Yeah, I think so too. I would not too. Yeah. Also, if we're still on this topic of I think Chris Brown's in one of them too. Who's out now? I think Jeremiah.
He has some pretty good new songs out.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah. I like Mario.
Okay.
Yeah. And is it harder for any artist right now to try to get fame? Try to get famous or known for their stuff.
I think that it is a little bit more difficult to get famous now because I've seen people that have like a lot of talent, but the other artists will sign like someone who has like less talent, but they think is like the best. Like the Migos, for instance, they're like.
Okay.
They're odd to
they're
me.
Okay.
Because it's just like when someone can actually sing, you know. So I feel like artists don't get signed and appreciated like when they should. But I feel like it's just more people who just kind of look better to be famous, you know, who have the look for it. I think it's more of those people who get signed than the actual artists.
I think that too. But I think that it's different for me. I think it's, the Migos are like, all party heads and all this. But I think they're just doing what they're doing because that's the new school vibe now. They're not trying to do the old because I guess the old is getting played out and washed out. Also, what I said before.
Yeah, I also think that they're trying to create their new type of music. You know, to try to get other people to start creating different types of music instead of just sticking to normal singers and rappers, you know?
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I think that too. And I think hip hop too. Hip hop is trying to be that same thing too. I think China's transfer into rap and R&B, which it is, but I don't think it's going to be the same because you get the R&B is all like so, like from the soul up and from down and up, from all that. And it's just, it's like a hill and going up, like ups and downs. You know what their life is. It's like comedy too. Is it like all these people went from down and up? Like they go through struggles, they go through hills and over humps and all that.
I also think that it is a little bit harder for artists to get signed now because the industry just got exposed for. There was this Christian artist who was getting signed, and when she had actually went to go get signed, like sign the contract, it said that you must follow the light of God, but like in religious ways, like the light of God is actually Satan, so it's kind of like it's kind of making you sign your life over to Satan. So I think as an artist to become a part of the music industry, it's a little bit rougher, especially if you have a religion that you follow, you know?
Yeah.
Because you can't just give your life to someone else if you believe in something else, you know?
That is true.
So I think that makes it harder for artists also.
About her, what's her name?
I'm not sure of her name. I just know she had, she was about to get signed. She was a Christian artist getting signed. And then she had to turn it down. Because she didn't want to sign her life over to Illuminati. which
supposed that the
yeah, Illuminati. That's what they said.
Okay, supposedly now, do you believe in what she said?
I can. I don't think they would make you sign. I don't think they would put that in the contract. I think it's more of your own choice. Like if you want to be a part of the Illuminati and stuff, then you can join it. But I don't believe they would kind of force you to join it just to become famous.
I don't think they're... Okay, the people are going to start hating me after this when I say this. But I don't think the Illuminati is true. I just think it's just all, like, something to talk about. I don't think it's true, but people tell me that it's true and you should believe in it. And I think opposite. I was like, I don't think so. Yeah. Illuminati is... Whatever.
I've heard of Illuminati as in being like a group of people who kind of just worship Satan or kind of just pay attention to Satan more than anything else, you know. So that's like my idea of Illuminati. But I've heard other like definitions of it also.
Yeah, there's a lot of definitions of that. But I think all like the back to the R&B. Do you think they are like that?
I think most rappers and singers are a part of Illuminati and do worship Satan because they believe that he improves their like fame, like their music and you know like how they improve.
Like if they believe in it, you get more fans and like it.
So I feel like people like when as an artist, as a famous artist, when you hear about that, you know, like you're gonna think like, oh, maybe I shouldn't. Like sign, like maybe I should go to Illuminati also, so that I can become famous and get more money and you know like get more attention. So I feel like people do consider it.
I don't think that. I think it's I think yeah, there's some people that believe in it and go for it, but I think there's other R&Bs are different. They're just not up to that. They're not the same, like to that level or that branding. They're different, or maybe they do like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like there's most definitely rappers out there who do their own thing and don't really follow what everyone else does. You know, they stick to what they know and what their comfort level is, and they're still good. So yeah, that's pretty much it. They're just good.
All right. Dominic, tell me where they can find you on.
Where people can find me?
Yeah.
They can find me on Instagram at callmedom143, or they can add me on Snapchat at umm_dom, D-O-M.
And thanks for watching and listening to the New School and Old School. My name is Alex from KPC Radio, and I'll see you.
All right, bye.